couple of years ago, before Shavuos, just before Shavuos, there was a kol kore that came out in Eretz Yisrael against the Sabbath mode ovens that many people have in their homes. That comes with a special mode that allows for use on Yantif to lower the flame and make the flame higher. It does not really allow for use on Shabbos. You're not still not allowed to cook on Shabbos, but we'll discuss why the term Sabbath mode is an appropriate name. And I just want to discuss for a little bit what the issues are and whether in fact it is mutter or not. As many of you probably know, these ovens were made with this special switch, this special mode, in conjunction with Rabbi Heinemann Shlita, who is the posek of the Star K and a very great Talmud Chacham and posek in Baltimore, Maryland. And this was some controversy about whether it's okay or not. So in order to understand the issues, we have to understand four basic points of background information. Number one, there's a difference between Melacha on Shabbos and Melacha on Yantif. The Torah itself tells us, Shmos Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Tez Zayin, O Beyom Rishon Mekro Kodesh, Beyom Ashri, Mekro Kodesh Yelachem, Kol Melacha Leyaseh Behem, Ach Asher Yeyachel Lechol Nefesh, Lul Vado Yaseh Lechem. The Torah says, even though you're not allowed to do Melacha on Yantif, just like you're not allowed to do Melacha on Shabbos, there's a major exception, and that's called Ochel Nefesh. Whenever something is for the sake of Ochel Nefesh, of eating food, making food, or the like, that is mutter to do on Yantif. So that's point number one. Point number two, what about raising and lowering a flame on Yantif? Is that automatically mutter midin ochel nefesh? So the Mishnah Maseches Beitzah Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph says that to make a flame larger on Yantif is 100% mutter, but to create a new flame, yesh me'ayin, if there's no flame and you're just making the flame, so the Gemara in Beitzah Lamed Gimel Amud Beis says that that's an Isra of Molid midrabanan. Midar Raisa would not be an Isra of Mavir, of Havara, but it would be an Isra of Molid midrabanan. If you already have a flame, you just want to make it bigger, that's a heter gomer. What about lowering a flame? So the Shulchan Aruch and Tav Kuf Yud Dalet Si'if Aleph and the Rama over there explain that you're allowed to lower the flame to save a food. Let's say you have food cooking, and if the flame remains this very high, the food is going to burn, so you could lower the flame to cook the food appropriately. The Magen Avraham says, however, over there in Sifkat and Beis, that if you have the option to light another flame that's a smaller flame, instead of lowering the existing one, so you should light another smaller flame rather than lowering the existing large flame. However, Rav Moshe writes in a couple of places in Nigros Moshe, or Chaim Chelik Alv Simen Kuf Tezvav, or Chaim Chelik Dalet Simen Kuf Gimel, that's talking about when lowering a flame used to mean throwing dirt on top of it and throwing ashes on top of it and doing something to knock it out. So there were multiple acts of lowering, multiple acts of kivui involved in the lowering of a flame, as opposed to starting a new flame was a single act. But he says nowadays it's one and the same. You lower, you turn it higher with the flick of your wrist by turning the switch one way or the other. So he doesn't think that you would have to light a smaller flame. You could even lower the existing large flame, and that is the minhag Yisrael. I think if people have food burning on a flame, on a gas flame, on Yantif, they lower the flame in order to protect the food, save the food from burning, and that is 100% heter gomer. Rav Moshe does keep cryptically referring to some other kind of heter that he never writes explicitly. In the Tshuva Nigros Moshe, for instance, he writes in Orchaim Chelik Alf Sim Kuf Tezvav, V'im kibui legamri aser gam lahakdin. If it's in fact aser to be completely mechabe, to completely extinguish a flame, then it would be aser to lower a flame as well. I mean, if it's aser to extinguish a flame, that's for sure aser. That's not for ochel nefesh. When you extinguish a flame, just take the food off the fire if you don't want the flame anymore, right? That's not ochel nefesh. That should for sure be aser. What's the if? So Rav Moshe had some sort of shita that he didn't tell us about. You ask his family members, you find out what this shita was. He had a very unique chiddush in regards to lowering a gas stove, where he thought that extinguishing a gas stove, that had no electrical element, just a regular gas stove, would be mutter. But okay, we're not going to get into that now. What about gram kibui, causing kibui to happen? So the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph quotes a machlokas whether you can make a mechitza b'fnei advaika b'klei cheres chadashim. Can you set up kalim full of water around the fire so that the fire, when it hits those kalim, will burst the kalim, water will come out and will put out the fire? So the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Lamedal at Siv Chav Beis, and the Rama over there says that the Shulchan Aruch says totally permissible, and the Rama says no, it's only permissible b'makom hefsid, gram kibui, to cause a grama in the extinguishing is only mutar makom hefsid, based on Rabbeinu Yoel cited in the Mordechai and Shabbos Sim Shin Tzadi test. Now what about in Yantif? So the Rama in Tavkuf Yudal at Siv Gimel implies implies that on Yontif, Gram Kibbo is completely mutter, even Shalom B'makom Hafsid. However, Shar Tzion in Tavkuf Yudal Zivkal Lamed Aleph writes that Yontif is different than Shabbos, it's permissible, but not everyone agrees with that. The Magen Avraham thinks that it's Asur and Yontif as well, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch thinks it's Asur and Yontif as well, unless there's a Hafsid that Yontif would have the same din as Shabbos. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchsa Perik Yud Gimel Halach Yud Gimel Ha'aron Nun Ches writes that it will only be mutter B'derech Mikre or B'makom Hafsid, that it's not so pashut to allow Gram Kiboy and Yontif either. So again, Gram Kiboy and Shabbos, according to the Ashkenazim, according to the Ramah, Asur unless it's B'makom Hafsid. Gram Kiboy and Yontif, not sure. Machlokas Aposkim, whether it's Heter Gamur or Asur Shalom B'makom Hafsid. What about in general using electricity on Shabbos and Yontif? This is the fourth point of Hakdama, the last point of Hakdama before we discuss the Sabbath Moravins. So using electricity on Shabbos and Yontif is not so pashut exactly what the Isser is. The possibly Surim are Bishul, Havara, that's if there is some light and some heat that's created. If there's no light and heat created, the Chazanish raises the possibility that turning a useless wire into a useful item by completing a circuit would be an Isser of Bona, or perhaps Maka Bepatish, just like winding a wire. The Mishnah Berurah Shin Lamed Chesiv Kan Tezvav would say it's Makar Patish, making a useless item into something useful by plugging it in or by turning on the electric element is Makar Patish, maybe Molid, similar to Molid Reichen Beitzel Chav Gimel, or maybe some sort of Havar or Bishul just from the sparks itself that create the electricity. So what do the poskim say about electricity in Shabbos and Yontif? So the Chazanish holds that it's all of the above. It's Bishul, Havar, Bona, Makar Patish, Molid, every Yisra under the sun is violated when you use electricity in Shabbos and Yontif. Rav Shlomo Zalman famously wrote his first major sefer to be cholik on the Chazanish's understanding of electricity, and he says it can't be makab patish because it's no different than opening and closing a door. It's just the normal way it's used. So that's not called makab patish. It's you turn it on, you turn it off. You open the door, you close the door. Even the Chazanish would admit that a refrigerator that's already functioning can't be bone or makab patish. So lahalacha most reject the Chazanish's notion of bone or makab patish. Rav Shlomo Zalman concludes that it's a minhag that we don't use electricity. Unclear when there's no heat or light created from the electricity, so unclear what the Isser would be. But at the very least, it seems to Halacha that whatever the Isser would be in the Bishul Havara realm. And that's very important for us, because on Yontif, Bishul and Havara are mutter. So it's for Ochel Nefesh. So that's a very important concept. So now let's go to the Sabbath mode ovens. When you when you lower and raise the flame on a Sabbath mode oven, so what are you doing to the gas? So what Rabbi Heineman worked in is that when you raise the flame, it doesn't happen right away. There's a time delay. When you lower the flame, it doesn't happen right away. There's like a 5-second time delay till anything kicks in. So what's the problem with this? So first of all, Rabbi Heineman's svar is that's grama, and grama's mutter. Gram kiboy is mutter on Yontif. So that's 100% mutter. So problem, Rav Shechter writes in Bikvei Atzon, page Mem Dal and Mem Hey, in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, that maybe a time delay is not enough to create grama. Maybe that's called koach achar mu'urav bo. The element which is going to kick in is already there. It's just on a bit of a time delay. That may not be called grama. That may not fit the definition of grama. And furthermore, even if a time delay is grama, he only created a few seconds of a time delay. Maybe that's not enough. Maybe toch kdei dibur is not enough of a time delay. You need a little bit more. And furthermore, he's assuming that gram kiboy is mutar on Yontif. There are a lot of poskim that hold that gram kiboy is asur on Yontif shelo b'makom hafsid. So even though he created a grama in the lowering of the stove, still it's still gram kiboy on Yontif. And the fourth problem with it is Rabbi Heineman quotes from Shlomo Miller that when Shlomo Miller is a posek in Toronto, that when it's darko bekach, it's not called grama. I mean, you can't call something grama when that's the way it's always used. So if it's built into the oven, that's the way it's used on a time delay, that's the normal mode of use, you can't call that a grama because that's the way it's meant to be used. So Rabbi Heineman tainos, what are you talking about? That's not the way it's normally used, that's the way it's used when it's on Sabbath mode. That's not the normal way to use it. The normal way to use it is not to put it on Sabbath mode, and then everything happens instantaneously. This isn't the normal way to use it. Plus, Chayyadim allows to put a handkerchief over a mezuzah on a permanent basis by declaring that it shouldn't be miyuchad, and then being able to have tash mishamita in that room. So he says, even though, what do you mean? If that's the normal use, so then that's not called something external to the mezuzah, it should be bottled to the mezuzah. No, if you declare that this isn't miyuchad to the mezuzah, so that's enough. That's enough to make it not miyuchad. So Rabbi Hanim wants to say the same thing over here. If I say this isn't my normal use, even though I use it this way all the time, that's good enough to call it not my normal use. So the support for Rav Henkin comes from the Tshuva L'Ksav Sofer, Sumen Nun Hei, where he clearly assumes that a time delay is enough to make it mutter. You also have the X factor of Rav Moshe's secret that he didn't really write in the tshuva, where Rav Moshe held turning off a gas stove may not be an isser altogether. And plus, just if you're worried about kibui, then the simple etza is do the kibui while the food is still in there, so that when you're being mechabe the flame while the food is still in there, you're preventing the food from burning, and that for sure is mutter. You're for sure allowed to lower a flame to prevent the food from burning. So you could just do it that way, and it wouldn't be a problem. The real problem people had with the Sabbath mode isn't about the kibui. It's not about mechabe. The bigger problem that they had was that you're interacting with the computer. The newer ovens aren't just, it's not just turning a gas valve and allowing the gas to light the fire. It's a whole computer. There's a screen, there are buttons, and the computer talks to the gas, and that makes the gas turn on. So the interaction with the computer is the real problem. So Rabbi Heinemann in the Tshuva writes that he doesn't think that it's a problem, because what he created was that the display shuts off. So when you hit these buttons, nothing happens on the display. And even though there are things happening in the computer, obviously, because it's working through a computer, but that's happening behind the scenes, and what you don't see can't hurt you. So that's not called the chashuva maisa at all. That's happening behind the scenes. And he brings a raya from Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe Yardeichel Dalet Simon Beis that bugs that you can't see are okay to eat, even though we don't eat bugs, but we're allowed to breathe, even though there are dozens and hundreds of microscopic organisms that we might be eating. But if you can't see it, it can't hurt you. And the Bir Alach and Simon Beis of Chafei Dibra Maskel Osachas writes the same by Sefer Torah, that you can only see a psul with a magnifying glass, so then it's not a psul. It's only psul if it's something that you can see. So he wants to tie in the same thing over here. Even though you're interacting with the computer, but you don't see any real interaction, maybe it's not going to be a problem. The problem is, though, that you're doing this on purpose to accomplish something. So how can you say that it's not significant? Meaning, I'm dafka pushing these buttons because I want the computer to do something. So how can I call that not chashuv at all? What do you mean? Then don't do it. So Rabbi Heinemann explains the difference between this. There's a difference between this and, let's say, so other poskim said, Rav Schoenbach said, it's like typing on a computer with the monitor off and then hitting save or something, or hitting enter. What do you mean? That's mutter? You don't see anything happening. That's going to be mutter? So he says, no, there's a big difference. Over, when you're typing on a computer with the monitor off, there's still going to be retrievable data left. Over here, there's no retrievable data. Whatever you're typing into the oven is gone. You type it, and then it issues its command, and it's over. So there's not going to be any lasting retrievable data. Also, the other issue is that you're increasing the current in the electricity, which Rabbi Heinemann points out, it doesn't fit any of these forms of electricity, because Mavir, Bishel, they're all mutter on Yantif. So what are you worried about? You're interacting, you're interacting with the computer, causing something electrical to happen. What? What malacha? Mavir, Bishel, mutter, it's Yantif, you're allowed to do those things. So what malacha are you doing? If there's no malacha with the electricity, male electricity is going to be mutter. So the machmirim that put out the kolkari said that it's notzar ma'gal chashmali chadash. It creates some sort of new electrical current. What do they mean exactly? What are you creating? What exactly is happening? Not 100% percent clear. Meaning, we are makel by a lot of things that create some sort of electrical current. Talking to somebody with a hearing aid, things like that. Okay, that's covered up rios issue. That's a major tzorech. So fine, that might be a little different. Bottom line, the shitos in the poskim are as follows. Rav Sturmbach writes that you can't lower and raise and lower the flame on an oven, on a computerized oven on Shabbos and Yantif, particularly even Yantif, because it ruins the Kedushas Yantif. Rabbi Heinemann points out, in response to that, the Aruch HaShulchan thought you were allowed to turn lights on Yantif, and he wasn't worried about Zilzal Yantif. So Yerush Shurmach can come along and say that it is Zilzal Yantif when you lower and raise the flame. Aside from that, people for years always lowered and raised the flame on their ovens. Before the ovens were so fancy and had a computer, they had no problem lowering and raising the flame. That wasn't a Zilzal Yantif, but because there are buttons instead of a knob, now it's going to be a Zilzal Yantif? So he finds that very hard to accept. The group that were signed onto the Kol Kore said it's a problem of electricity and Gram Kibui. So we discussed that already. And Rabbi Heinemann's Shita is that it's 100% permissible. However, very important to realize that everybody would agree, and Rabbi Heinemann was very, very clear and strong about this. If you have an oven with a Sabbath mode, or you have an oven that has a computer, and you don't leave it on the Sabbath mode, then it's going to be mamish, even if you don't adjust the temperature, it's going to be usher to use it at all on Yantif. Because there are all sorts of features built in, safety features and the like, and convenience features that are built into the newer ovens, that if the oven's on and you open the door, the fire will immediately turn off. Safety feature. The light will immediately turn on. The display on the monitor will immediately change. All of those things happen. Therefore, if you don't have your oven on Sabbath mode and your oven is on and you open your oven on Shabbos, you are vaday violating something. If you don't have your oven on Sabbath mode and you open it up on Yontif, you're definitely violating something. So says Rabbi Einemann, you don't want to accept my Sabbath mode to allow you to raise the oven, lower the oven on Yontif, gesunta hey, but turn it on to Sabbath mode. Otherwise, you're going to be violating many Yisurim with the display and with the light and with the fire, and that's going to be a real problem. So he thought that it was a big avla that the Kol Kore didn't mention this. They just said, it's Aser. But you have to realize it's necessary. Even if you're disaster, it's still necessary to disable the computer and the monitor and the safety features and all of those things in order to make a mutter to use on Yantif or even just to leave it on Shabbos to be able to take food out of it on Shabbos. Okay.